the fifth of the seven congregations to which John Yohanan writes in the Apocalypse here is Sardis. Sardis in the Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. Good morning. Good morning. And so, do you have a name that you're alive, but you're actually dead? Well, that's a sobering, that's a strong, convicting accusation, and that's what Yeshua says to this congregation. He doesn't have a lot of good things to say. He says there's some that are okay, some that haven't stained, haven't soiled their garments, I believe it says here, and have the potential of actually walking with him in white. And it's a beautiful phrase in the Greek. It says, it's literally to walk around with me in white, Yeshua says. The Greek word peripatesousin. Boy, Greek words are tough, aren't they? Peripatesousin. It means to walk around in a circuit-like walk. So in other words, everywhere, you're going to walk with me. Now, not everybody will have that honor, that reward, but to be able to imagine being able to walk around with Yeshua, with him in white, and everywhere he goes, you go. Around everywhere, nowhere, no restrictions, no off-limits areas. Well, he says only some will have that privilege, that amazing privilege. He says, but rather, this is he has strong words of rebuke to this congregation of Sardis. Now, he says, so the angel, Revelation 3:1, to the angel of Messiah's community in Sardis write, thus says the one having the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, the full dimensions, every dimension of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Ruach Elohim, Spirit of God, seven spirits of God, seven stars, all the angelic hosts, all the angelic powers at his disposal. I know your deeds. And here, TLV says you have a reputation for being alive. It's just very simple in the Greek. It's you have a name. The Greek word is, it's Greek name, like Hebrew would be Shem. You have a name that you're alive, and then it says, but you're dead. In the Greek, and you're dead. You have a name. You have a name that you're alive. Outwardly, you claim to be a believer. Outwardly, you claim to know me, and yet you're dead. You're dead. Wow. Strong words of rebuke. Wake up. That's why in the next phrase, wake up, he said, and strengthen what remains, before it's too late, in other words. Strengthen what remains that was about to die. In other words, there's a little bit left. It's like you ever have a plant that it's almost dead? We had a plant that almost died. It looked like it was over, but there was just enough left, and it came back to life. We watered it, took it inside, after it had been frozen, the freezing temperatures had destroyed it. Looked like it was all gone. And there's a beautiful passage in Job about that, by the way. And then it came back to life and emerged and stronger, sprouted stronger than ever, sturdier than ever now, that plant. This is what he says. He says, it's about to die. For I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. So remember what you have received and heard. Remember what you've received. As you've received Messiah Yeshua the Lord, so walk in him. Paul says, Colossians 2:6, as you've received Messiah Yeshua the Lord, so walk in him. And he says, remember what you've received. As many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the children of God, as many as trusted in his name. Received, and you heard the word of truth. That's John 1:12. You've heard the word of truth. You became followers of him. You believed in Ephesians chapter 1. You heard it. Shema Yisrael. Shema, hear first. And keep it, he says. Keep it. And repent. Repent. Remember, repent means teshuvah, to go backwards in order to go forward. Go backward. Go backward. Take a step back. And then so that to turn to God so you can go forward again, so you can start to progress. If you will not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come upon you. Wow. If you will not wake up, if you refuse, if you're stubborn, if you're proud, and you reject what my advice here, he says, I'll come like a thief. You won't know. Boom. Thief comes in, you're not expecting it, and you'll not know what hour I will come upon you. But still, you have a few people in Sardis who have not stained their clothes. They, here it is, will walk around with me in the Greek word that I gave you a few minutes ago. They will walk around, it's literally around with me, in a circuit with me in white, because they are worthy. What a privilege. The one, Lord, may that be, may we have that. May all those listening, may we earn that privilege, Lord. May we earn it with you, because we do repent, because we do receive and hear and keep what you've given us. May we earn that. May we walk and may we wake up, Lord, and not die, but live. The one who overcomes thus will be dressed in white clothes. That's righteousness of Yeshua, of God's righteousness. I will never blot his name out of the book of life, the Sefer Chaim, Chaim, never, and will confess his name before my Father and his angels. I'll be proudly identify with him. Confess his name before my Father and his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Ruach is saying to Messiah's communities. What a powerful passage. What a powerful passage to this Sardis, this 6th century, city that was the most powerful, and it's ancient in the ancient world, but by this time that Paul is writing it, it declined greatly, and we'll maybe go into a little more of the background of it in one more broadcast. But what a strong word he has. May we hear the word of Yeshua to it through Yochanan. God bless you. Have a Yom Tov.